Okay, and this is a...
A pan.
And something used to a diaper.
A pan.
Okay.
Pan, but...
All right. Do you hear a difference in those two sounds when you say them, or are they about the same?
No, not when we're talking. There's no difference.
Okay. They're both pen or both pin?
Pan. Both pen.
Okay.
Closer to pen.
All right. And if and a beggar might use a cup made of
metal.
Yeah. What do they call it? Metal.
Pen cup.
Okay. And a dime is
silver.
Call it, yeah. You might call it a dime, or you might even call a nickel five.
Oh, it's 10 cents.
Okay. How about 10 and 10? Are those about the same as 10 and pen?
Yes.
Okay. And if you go out on a cold day, you might put on a...
A sweater or a coat.
Okay. And speaking of...
A wrap.
Oh, pardon?
Now, a lot of people refer to it as a wrap.
Okay. Now, if you're talking about something with buttons, you'd say that coat has buttons.
On it.
Yeah. And something a man might wear between a coat and a shirt.
It's a vest.
Okay. And these are?
We usually refer to them as pants.
Okay. Do you ever call them anything else?
Well, they're trousers.
How about
breeches?
Okay.
Breeches.
Now, under what circumstances would you use breeches? Would you use that seriously or just jokingly? Or
well, I would use it jokingly, but now the older generation,
sure,
would, and your more rural area would say breeches.
That he used that's breeches is the natural expression. That
yes.
He said trousers is, you know, kind of affectation.
Yeah, when you're trying to impress them.
Sure. And someone said, did you bring my coat? And you say, yes, I have.
Brought it.
Yeah. And try the coat on. And said, how does that coat fit? And you tried that coat on yesterday. He said, that coat
fits, I guess.
Okay, yesterday. I tried that coat on yesterday, and it
fit.
Okay.
So.
And a man buys a coat and pants, and he has a
suit.
And it's not an old one, but a
new.
Okay. You say the whole thing.
New suit.
Okay. And the pockets are all filled up with things. Say the pockets
bulging.
Okay. And the if you wash something in I'm not sure if it's cold water or hot water, but it might.
Shrank.
Okay. And yesterday it...
Shrank.
And it has...
Shrunk.
Okay. And a woman enjoys putting on fancy clothes. You say she likes to...
Dress up.
All right. Now, how about a term for putting on makeup? It's kind of fussing around putting on makeup. I mean, would you talk about that in terms of dressing up, or might you...
A lot of people might call it a hair sprucing up.
Okay. How about the term primp up, or...
Primp.
Okay.
Primp is more when you're fixing
your
face.
With makeup. You wouldn't talk about that with reference to the clothing. That would be more...
No.
Like,
no.
Something that you put coins in. Carry a small coin.
Purse.
All right. And
pocketbook.
Yeah.
Pocketbook is referred to a lot around.
Now, is either one is a pocketbook, or is it
yes.
Two different things?
A pocketbook and a purse is the same.
Okay. But that's the outside, and that's the thing you buy that
yes.
Is it, okay. That's not the small change thing. On the inside.
No.
On a wrist, might have a watch or just a...
Bracelet.
All right. And around... neck, you might wear
a necklace.
All right. Now, if you're talking about it in terms with reference to beads, you might call it a what of beads?
A string of beads.
Okay. And men sometimes wear a belt, or sometimes wear
galluses.
Okay. Now, is that word is the usual
suspenders?
Yeah. Well, both of them. But how do you? What I want to get at is, you know the word galluses, but how do you use it? I mean, under what circumstance, or is it just as one is as good as the other?
Like, not to me, one would be as good as the other.
Okay, bucket or pail, same, that sort of thing. And something you open up on a rainy day?
It's an umbrella.